everyone. You're listening to ICANN, the International Children's Arts Network. I'm Marty Coldwater, and this is Screenshot, where we feature the best of video game, movie, and television soundtracks. We have music from Disney's Nightmare Before Christmas and the video game Hover, but we begin with music from the movie A Dog's Purpose. This sweet and heartfelt dog-centric movie is about the many lives of one dog who brings joy to all of its owners through many different years. And this sentimental tale is told through the great music of the score's composer, Rachel Portman. Here we have the track Buddy Finds His Way Back to Ethan, which plays when the dog realizes he's found his old owner after many, many years. Music to make you smile and maybe tear up a little bit. From the movie A Dog's Purpose, that was the track Buddy Finds His Way Back to Ethan. It was written by Rachel Portman. Next, we have music for the thrilling parkour game, Hover. In Hover, you find yourself jumping, sliding, and running all over a futuristic city, saving its citizens from the anti-video game mayor who has taken over. The soundtrack for this game is full of both electronic and acoustic sounds mixed together to create a fun and interactive score. Here we have the track Wada's Lounge, a cool and smooth piece of music that's highlighted by the DJ scratching and use of samples or small bits of mixed music into a song. What a cool track, funky and smooth from the parkour game Hover. That was the track Wada's Lounge. It was written by Cedric Menendez. I have time for one more piece of music for you, this time from the movie The Nightmare Before Christmas. A movie that's part Halloween, part Christmas, but it can be enjoyed any time of the year. In this movie, we see Jack Skellington, the Pumpkin King, begin to question if there's more to him than just Halloween and being spooky. Here, he sings us his woes in a lament, which is a musical phrase for a song that is a passionate expression of grief, sorrow, or struggle. It's sung here by the composer Danny Elfman, who was the singing voice of Jack.
There are few who deny it, what I do I am the best, for my talents are renowned far and wide. When it comes to surprises in the moonlit night, I excel without ever even trying. With the slightest little effort of my ghost-like charms, I have seen grown men give out a shriek. With the wave of my hand in a well-placed bow, I have swept the very bravest off their feet. Yet year after year, it's the same routine, and I grow so weary of the sound of screams. And I, Jack, the Pumpkin King, have grown so tired of the same old thing. Oh, somewhere deep inside of these bones, an emptiness began to grow. There's something out there far from my home, a longing that I've never known. I'm the master of fright and a demon of light, and I'll scare you right out of your pants. To a guy in Kentucky, I'm Mr. Unlucky, and I'm known throughout England and France. And since I am dead, I can take off my head to recite Shakespearean quotations. No animal nor man can scream like I can with the fury of my recitations. But who here would ever understand that the Pumpkin King with the skeleton grin would tire of his crown if they only understood? He'd give it all up if he only could. Oh, there's an empty place in my bones that calls out for something unknown. The fame and praise come year after year, does nothing for these empty tears.
The song Jack's Lament from the movie Nightmare Before Christmas, beautifully sung and composed there by Danny Elfman. I really hope you like that one. Thanks for listening to Screenshot here on ICANN, the International Children's Arts Network. I'm Artie Coldwater. If you enjoyed this program, we'd love to hear from you. Email us your messages, requests, or ideas to screenshot@allclassical.org. And until next time,
programming is made possible by the Renaissance Foundation, committed to a unique scholarship program for high-achieving, first-in-family college students with financial need. The Renaissance Scholars Program provides renewable financial support for up to 1,000 students each year. To learn more, you can visit trfwebsite.org.